Not running your business on NetSuite is like trying to sink a putt with a cat pulled over your eyes. Over 29,000 businesses already use NetSuite. Head to netsuite.com/minute for a special one-of-a-kind financing offer. netsuite.com/minute.
This is your tech news briefing for Monday, July 18th. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. We put a lot of trust in our devices. Our phones in particular know a lot about us, our interests, where we go, who we communicate with. Keeping that data safe from people who might steal it is important. But equally important is ensuring it's only shared with the right people in the first place. On today's show, our personal tech columnist Nicole Nguyen joins us to explain how apps on your phone could access data you might not expect, and how to protect yourself. That's after these headlines. Virgin Galactic is planning to expand its fleet of space vehicles to boost the number of flights it operates within a few years. The company has agreed to open a factory in Arizona to assemble spaceships, and it's hired a subsidiary of Boeing to manufacture two additional planes it'll use for future missions. A year ago, Virgin completed a flight to the edge of space with its Unity spacecraft, carrying founder Richard Branson and five others there. The Arizona factory is expected to be fully operational towards the end of next year, and have the ability to produce up to six spaceships a year. Speaking of space, along the Ukrainian-Russian front line, SpaceX's satellite internet service Starlink has been providing internet where other voice and internet services have been knocked out by power outages, Russian jamming, and shelling. SpaceX had been working to win regulatory approval for Starlink before the war. Once fighting began, Ukraine requested more terminals, which the government says have been crucial to the country's defense. Our reporter Micah Maidenberg says serving Ukraine is also a big test for Starlink and SpaceX CEO Elon Musk.
And it sort of shows how some of the flexibility of a satellite internet system can be used and deployed quickly in a kind of crisis situation. I mean, it's also created some reputational risks for Mr. Musk, you know, if this service doesn't kind of live up to its billing, that could be an issue. And Starlink's intervention on the side of Ukraine could draw Moscow's sort of ire and potentially alienate governments that are closer to Russia or fearful of it. So, you know, the stakes for Starlink are pretty high given its role in the conflict.
SpaceX didn't respond to a request for comment. The Kremlin also didn't respond to a request for comment. TikTok says its global chief security officer will step back from the role in September. On Friday, the company said Roland Cloutier will stay on as a strategic advisor focused on the business impact of security programs. Our reporter Ryan Tracy has more.
This was someone who TikTok hired more than 2 years ago, who had decades of experience working in information security, including for the U.S. government. And at the time, they described it as, you know, someone who was going to really help them fulfill the promises that they've been making around securing the data of U.S. users. So for someone like that to step back from such an important role at the company is worth noting, especially at a time when scrutiny of TikTok is only growing deeper in Washington.
TikTok, which is owned by the Chinese company ByteDance, says it's formed a new department to manage U.S. data and that it's changed the scope of the global security officer's role. A spokeswoman said Cloutier's transition has been in the works for a couple of months. And we exclusively report that Amazon is considering exiting its private label business entirely to alleviate regulatory pressure. People familiar with the matter tell the Wall Street Journal the e-commerce giant has already been cutting the number of items it sells under its own private label brands, partly due to poor sales of many of them. Lawmakers in the U.S. and the European Union have criticized Amazon, saying it gives advantages to its own brands at the expense of products sold by other vendors on its site. Responding to our reporting, Amazon said in a statement that the company never seriously considered closing its private label business and continues to invest in the area. All right, coming up, is it time to ditch some of those unused apps on your phone? Well, if you want to keep your data private, it might be. We'll explain after the break.
Not running your business on NetSuite is like trying to sink a putt with a cat pulled over your eyes. Over 29,000 businesses already use NetSuite. Head to netsuite.com/minute for a special one-of-a-kind financing offer. netsuite.com/minute.
By now, it's common knowledge that someone, somewhere, is after your data. Advertisers want information on your interests so they can sell you things. Law enforcement might be interested in your search history, texts, or location data. Hackers? Well, they want your data to steal things. And following the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade, more people are thinking about how that data could be used against them if they sought an abortion. We covered that a couple weeks ago on the show, so if you're interested, be sure to cue that episode up next. But the issue of who has access to your data and how they could use it raises another question. Who are you choosing to share it with? The answer may surprise you, and it depends a lot on what apps you have on your phone. Joining us to discuss that and how to protect your personal data on your phone is our personal tech columnist, Nicole Nguyen. Hey, Nicole, thanks for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Nicole, let's start with all the sensors that are used by apps. Are apps limiting themselves to the information that they need to run, or are they collecting information that maybe might seem a little excessive if we were to look at it?
It really depends on the app. We hope that apps only ask for access and actually do access stuff on our phone that they need to run, but some don't, and that's because they're free and they earn their revenue by sending data about people who use their app to marketers. So for example, if you download a free game or something seemingly innocuous like a flashlight app, and it's using a lot of stuff on your phone, you notice that in the battery usage data analysis that you can get in settings on your phone that the flashlight app is one of the top ones, then maybe double check and look into why something that isn't running all the time is using so much battery.
I mean, these apps have been taking all of this data for a while now, but is there an urgency to act to protect our privacy at this moment?
It's sort of a why not now, because it's so hard to reclaim your data once it's out into the ether. It's often shared with multiple third parties, and it's hard to track where it goes once it's out there. But there's also a renewed interest in privacy issues because of the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade and how some of your personal data could be sought by courts and others in states that ban abortion.
Okay, so if we're trying to reduce the amount of information collected by our phones, what is the first step we should be taking?
Really limit the apps on your phone to the apps that you use. I think it's a really good idea to regularly audit your library for downloads that you don't really use anymore. An expert I spoke to put it this way: every app is a potential privacy threat. And so if you're not using something, then just delete it, because why have it on your phone and allow it access to sensors that could potentially reveal sensitive data about you? And also scrutinize why an app is free, or look at their privacy policy to see if they can share or sell your data.
I mean, obviously, there are going to be some apps that we need to leave on our phone, or maybe there are free apps that we just like to use. So how do we limit the information that they're gathering?
Both iOS and Android have done a pretty good job at giving you tools to limit a lot of these more sensitive sensors. So, for example, both platforms offer the ability to turn off location services on a per-app basis, and Apple allows you to set location service access to while you're just using the app, and so that it's not collecting that kind of data in the background. So definitely, monitor data usage, battery usage, storage usage of all of the apps that are on your phone to see if any app is sucking up more resources and look into why. And you can also look in privacy settings in your phone and make sure that it doesn't have access to things that it doesn't need. So for example, your astrology app probably doesn't need your location, so you can safely turn it off because it'll still work whether or not it has access to GPS and Bluetooth.
A year or so ago, Apple started asking users if they wanted apps to track them. I mean, we're talking about tracking in terms of online activity, not location. But I wonder if that's made a difference in terms of protecting people's privacy.
It's a great idea. Apple now has allow apps to request to track, which is a very confusing setting on your phone, disabled by default, which means that if you turn it on, apps have the ability to ask your permission to track. But if you have it turned off, then across the board, apps cannot track you across apps. It's a great first step, but it doesn't mean that app isn't collecting data as you use the app. So the tracker can't track your movements across different apps or across different websites, but it can still track what you're doing within the app and share or sell that data. So it's important also to scrutinize an app's privacy policy on a per app basis.
All right, that's our personal tech columnist, Nicole Nguyen. Thanks so much for joining us, Nicole.
Thanks, Zoe.
And that's it for today's Tech News Briefing. If you want more tech stories, check out our website, wsj.com. And if you like our show, please rate and review it. You can do that wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.